Miss Karima on 31702.
It's just gone 9:30. This is the Karima Branch Show. You are listening to 702. And of course, we're encouraging you to also call in. The numbers to dial 011-883-0702. You can also SMS me on 31702 and WhatsApp me on 072-702-1702. Now, for the first time, the Democratic Alliance has had a major split from one of its top leaders, Patricia de Lille, who until recently was the mayor of Cape Town. She, of course, resigned the position and also resigned from the party. And just a week after her resignation, she has now announced that she'll be forming a new party. She claims that she still has a lot of energy and wants to change the political landscape by giving South Africans an alternative option. The name and the look of the party is yet to be confirmed. Of course, this is not the first time that the former mayor is launching a new party, having started the Independent Democrats in 2003, which then merged with the DA in 2010. Well, for reaction to de Lille's new party, we are joined by Bongi Nkosi Madikizela. He is the DA Western Cape Provincial MEC on the line to us. Mr. Madikizela, good evening. A warm welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, of course, Ms. Patricia de Lille leaving the DA is going to be a loss for you in the sense that she was quite a popular mayor, even though she had a fallout with the DA. She did come from a political party. She wasn't an individual that joined you. How serious do you think Patricia de Lille's challenge is to you in the Western Cape, particularly in the city of Cape Town, that you at the moment rule with a two-thirds majority?
Karim, I think her decision must be respected. She's exercising that democratic right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as the leader of the DA, I wish her well. She's no longer the member of the DA, and I think she's entitled to any decision. But I must also say that no one is bigger than the DA. This is a very strong brand. Of course, as you said, I mean, Patricia is a leader in her own right. And I would be lying when I say that there won't be any impact, you know, for her leaving the party.
Mm. What exactly do you think that impact will be, Mr. Madikizela? Because both the provincial leadership and the national leadership is on record for saying that the way the matter dragged out, the infighting and so on, did damage your brand. And Musi Maimane stepped in and, of course, made the deal with her. And, of course, she's now continuing to be prosecuted. She's challenging you in court on procedural matters. So you are going to literally be at loggerheads. You're not just going to be opposition parties fighting for people's vote. Patricia is also very determined to clear what she calls, you know, her name. How serious do you think the brand DA suffered from this fallout from Patricia? And given the dynamics in the Western Cape, it debunks the general trend in terms of demographics in the Western Cape. Do you think that's going to be a factor, and will she eat into your support?
No, well, Karim, on your first question, I think generally in every family, in every party, voters do not really care who's right or wrong. They just don't like when there's infighting in a political party. And that's a reality. And I think we must not bury our heads in the sand and be the denialists here. We have a lot of damage control to do, because it is true that our voters were really very, very unhappy with the fact that there was this internal fight.
Mm.
But I think now that Patricia is gone, it gives us an opportunity to really go back to our voters on the ground, because those are the people who matter, really, and our voters, and do a lot of damage control. Now, in terms of your second question, I think I must debunk this myth, Karima. I mean, you know very well, because there are people assuming that colored voters in the Western Cape vote for a colored leader. That's not true.
Mm.
In fact, one of the comments I made is that if you look at the history of the ANC in the Western Cape, at the time of our, you know, democratic dispensation at the height of it, when we had leaders like Alan Busak, Chris Nissen, the ANC never won the Western Cape. Now, what is important is that without necessarily downplaying, you know, the damage that has been done and also the role that Patricia might play, is that we must, as a party, you know, go back to basics, talk to our voters and make sure that we minimize the damage.
Now, let's just quickly take a listen, Mr. Madikizela, to Patricia de Lille speaking with my colleague on Cape Talk this morning, Mr. Kino Kamis. And, of course, she said she wasn't leading the party alone, which, of course, makes matters worse for you.
Brett Helen has been assisting me, yes, and then now it's up to them to make that decision. You know, they were very brave and principled to resign because of the going in with within the Democratic Alliance, and the choice is theirs now.
Well, the point that several councillors resigned with her is, of course, a blow for you because it means less members for you. It's less DA members. One of the individuals, Brett, I can't get to his surname, was particularly involved in, of course, making sure that the poor remains part of the planning of the city of Cape Town, and that they make good on the mandate to bring people closer to their workplaces and deal with the tensions that inevitably creeps in between accommodating the poor and the gentrification process. And, I mean, it's not a secret, Mr. Madikizela, that the DA gets its money from a lot of property developers who are quite nervous about bringing working class people into the inner city. How are you going to deal with people like Brett and others, the former Speaker of the City of Cape Town, leaving the party? Do they represent considerable constituencies? And you said you have to go back to basics. Are you going to go and have to resell the Democratic Alliance to those voters?
Now, let us clarify certain misrepresentations here, Karima. Okay, I mean, first of all, Brett doesn't have a constituency. And let us be very clear here. Brett resigned in solidarity with Patricia, not because of all the lies that he told in the media. It is absolutely not true that Brett is a champion of the poor, as he claims to be. Inner city development is part of the DA manifesto. In fact, he is the person who was responsible for that particular department. He had the responsibility to see it through. Certain questions were asked by councillors that he failed to respond to. And then he threw tantrums and used that project as an excuse for him to resign. So I think we must just make that point very, very clear. And Karima, I mean, the councillors were asking very important questions here about that development. And I don't think you can blame them if you look at the fact that three developments, inner city developments, under his watch, are now facing court challenges because due processes were not followed. So therefore, you can't blame councillors for really, you know, scrutinizing every project that Brett is leading. I mean, you know that, for example, the foreshore development is under, you know, forensic investigation, and that is department that was led by him. But the point here is that, of course, when you're a political party, you wouldn't want to lose any member. But let me be very clear here, Karima, that I would rather lose a municipality on principle, and rather than just keeping members for the sake of keeping them for political expedience. I strongly believe that the party made the right call. And everyone must be held accountable in this party. No one is above the party. If you believe that for being held accountable, then you must leave. I mean, I think that's so be it.
Yeah, Mr. Madikizela, let's just listen to Patricia de Lille speak about how she would look at coalitions with other parties. And let's face it, she is a tenacious operator. She almost came full circle from the PAC to the DA, and of course now scoping the environment. She has met with people like Thuli Madonsela. She's met with people like Makosi Khoza. She knows what happened with Mampela. She's not likely to make the same mistake. She's going to be a bit more wily, and she has indicated that she wants to tap into younger voters. And of course, we know that they are an important demographic in this coming elections. So let's just quickly hear, Patricia, about coalition parties, and then I want to talk to you about how you would see a future in Cape Town with Patricia in opposition and how you will relate to her.
The coalition politics certainly, it's part of the tapestry of the South African democracy. And I have said, obviously, we will go out and work very hard to get as many votes as possible across the country. And then thereafter, if there's a need for coalitions, like we see the coalitions in Joburg, in Tswane, and all over the country, then we can certainly engage. But I think it's putting the cart before the horse to say now already what will happen.
Sure.
And if we can see and correctly predict what the voters will do during the 2019 election.
Now, that, of course, is Patricia de Lille. Yanya Nyubert wrote an interesting book, Who Will Rule in 2019? And the entire premise was that very few parties were going to win outright majorities and that coalitions are going to be a larger part of the political landscape than it currently is. A lot of people characterize coalition politics as the coalition politics of convenience and expediency. Will you, for example, as the Democratic Alliance, go into a coalition with Patricia de Lille should she have enough votes to become a factor, let's say, in the city of Cape Town?
Let me respond to that question in two ways, Karima. I agree with everything that Patricia said. In a maturing democracy, coalitions sometimes become inevitable. I mean, we can see what has happened in Germany. We see what is happening in Britain. And I think any politician that understands politics would know that in South Africa is entering a phase of coalition politics. So, that is a reality. But I do want to make the point very clear that I also agree with her that as a Democratic Alliance, we are working very hard to retain the province. We are not talking about coalitions in the Western Cape. While, of course, we talk about coalitions in general, I mean, we are in coalition in a number of municipalities in South Africa. I think in general, yes, that's why I'm saying I agree with her. But in the Western Cape, we strongly believe that we will retain the province. So that question is out of the question.
Well, that is in the Western Cape. It might not be the case in other places like the Northern Cape and so on.
Yes.
I mean, you are in an alliance with the EFF. You couldn't find a party, at least on paper, ideologically, that's more opposed to what the DA stands for. And yet you are in coalition in at least three major municipalities. So I'm going to ask you again, Mr. Madikizela, are you prepared to go into a coalition with Patricia if the need so arises?
Karima, again, let me respond to your question. In a situation where there's no party that gets outright majority, you need to put the voters first and make sure that you form a government. So I can't say now, I mean, who the party must be in coalition with, because as she said, I mean, I fully agree with what she said, is that we will cross the bridge when we get to it. But as I said,
so you're basically saying the door is open.
I mean, I said here that any politician that makes differences permanent, that is not a politician. In politics, Karima, there are no permanent friends and enemies.
Yes, Mr. Madikizela, you are basically saying that you are open to the idea of a coalition with Patricia de Lille, isn't it?
I'm saying, I mean, with any party that will, if we have to enter into a coalition government in any part of South Africa, Of course, there must be give and takes in terms of the principles that you stand for in terms of the...
Let's not talk about principles, Mr. Madikizela. I mean, there's no principle that binds you and the EFF, and yet you are in coalition with each other. Let's be frank here. We're talking about real politics. We're talking about the politics of convenience and expediency.
No, Karima, there are no policies. I mean, similarities, but there are principles. I think we must differentiate.
Well, what's that principle? What is the one principle that guides you and the EFF together in whatever coalition you share?
That's a very important question. The principle that we agree with the EFF is that you must get the corrupt ANC out of power. And in fact, we don't have a coalition with the EFF. I think I must also correct that we have a working arrangement.
Yeah, we can call it what we want. Your idea is to keep the ANC out and you cooperate to do so.
Yeah, that's a decision that we took because the majority of voters in those areas rejected the ANC, and that is why the ANC...
Okay, so let's leave that. Let's get back to Patricia. What is it that will make you go into coalition with Patricia?
No. I didn't say we'll go to coalition.
No, if you said we must never say never in politics. If that is
absolutely
what you mean, then of course you leave the door wide open that you could very well go into a coalition with her. What are the issues that will bind you?
I'm saying there are no permanent friends and enemies in politics, Karima. That's the point.
Thank you, Mr. Madikizela, for playing word games with me. That is the Western Cape provincial leader of the Democratic Alliance speaking there about the impact of the formation of a new political party by Patricia de Lille, who is, of course, the erstwhile mayor of Cape Town and former DA member. She, of course, resigned from the party. Several councillors resigned in solidarity with her.